الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من آدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الحمد لله، we heard. Allah give us all tawfiq to be early from the kitab reading. MashaAllah, Hafiz Ismail read what our Shaykh's life was right at the beginning. What love from a small child and going for tahajjud right to the masjid when there were so many dangers. Allah give us also tawfiq. And mashallah, the ash'ar in the love of Medina Sharif. May Allah bless us. Like Maulana Salman read the ash'ar and he couldn't contain his emotions. Allah give us all such love of Medina Sharif and that we have our heart be present there all the time, and that we realize that there is no other city in the world that is like the city of Medina Sharif. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Zakaria Sahib, when he got his permanent residency for Saudi, and he left, which is now part of the Masjid al-Nabawi, just out of the Madrasa Ulum-e-Shari'iyya, which was just part out. Anyway, then Hazrat had kept rosas for 40 days that Allah gave him to stay in Medina Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala, and ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala give us, there are two ways of celebrating them. One is by feasting and one is by fasting. Feasting is also according to Sharia, like we have Walima Dawat, we have Aqiqah Dawat, that is also for feasting. But what we have forgotten is the fasting sugar. And Hazrat Shaykh kept for 40 days Rosa and in Jamaat and in the heat of Saudi. For us, we are getting frightened. Myself, Ramzan is coming now in summer. How are we going to keep Rosas? Allah forgive us. And this also, we see, for example, Shaykh al-Hind, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, when he went for Hajj and when they went to Medina Sharif, right from outside Medina, far outside Medina, he removed his shoes and he started walking. And then the stones, the pebbles, the thorns, all these things. The other friends who were with him, they tried, but then they started wearing their shoes again. They couldn't manage. And this is also when that love is overpowering everything, then you don't even realize this. You don't feel this also. Rosas also, you don't feel them. Tahajjud, you don't feel also. Other people wonder. And this is also kullun muyassirun lima khuliq. That everything Allah makes it easy for what it was created. Like for example, if we see the car stains where cars are being sold, and there are people who are washing the cars the whole day, all the time they are washing, and we wonder how they manage whole day they washing. And for other people to sit and read one supara, quarter supara, how does people manage that? How can you sit down and you just be reading? So for people to go to other cities in the world is enjoyable. But to go to Medina Sharif, it just the doors just don't open. May Allah open the doors for all of us, for Medina Sharif. And the love of that, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained it so beautifully, that one time they were discussing about some New York or some city, and like it's a very smart city, up to date, modern and all, everything. So Hazrat Shaykh, to put everyone in place, he rubbed his eyes and he asked, which village you talking about? Like, what is that? The real city is the city of Medina. Like in the Ash'ar, that in the seven heavens, or the Shohra, the fame is of Medina Sharif. Which Hazrat Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, says that from here Islam spread in the world. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And today, mashallah, we have the opportunity of being part of Khatme Quran Sharif. Today, mashallah, not jalsas are taking place, not people, boys, girls. It's a great namat of Allah. Let us make shukr. Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill the rights also of it. That is important, that the proper rights must be fulfilled, and what the real value is of Khatme Quran Sharif. To give us some idea, it is mentioned that on one occasion, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was going on one of his missions, and that is to give da'wah, to call people towards Allah. He passed by a qabr, and he, Allah Ta'ala gave him kashf, and kashf is that Allah shows somebody something which other people don't see. Whether it is presently happening in the past or it's going to happen in the future, whom Allah wants to, Allah shows it to them. He was a Nabi of Allah. So Allah showed him the condition of the qabr, and that person was in great punishment, severe punishment. Allah save us all. And today we don't think of the qabr. The qabr, Allah give Dr. Ismail Mangera Jazaya Khair, he had printed this kitab previously also and now again, and he's distributed it. We should try and get this kitab. What's the name? Anyone got the idea? Of a doctor who has written of his various experiences, how he saw people passing away, how they passed away, what their condition was at the time of mort. Really eye-opening. Really very, very important. Because we seldom, even in our du'as, we don't make du'a for the qabr, for akhirat. We make du'a for this dunya. And most of us, our du'a is, may Allah give you a long life. Long life is not an object. Object is khatima bil iman, khatima bil khair. To die with iman, to be comfortable in the qabr. That is what is important. On the day of qiyamah, in front of everyone, qabr will be all alone. And Qiyamah Day, in front of everyone, Yawma Tubla Sarair. May Allah cover our faults in this world also, Qabr also, Akhirat also. May Allah save us all from Jahannam. We can't imagine what it is. If a person gets 500 years sentence imprisonment, it's 500 years. You know, who's going to live 500? But you know it's 500. There is no limit. Allah Ta'ala save us, inshallah. So anyway, Isa alayhi salam saw, and he carried on. He gave his da'wah, everything on his return. He saw that person again. Allah gave him kashf. But this time he was in Jannah, and enjoying all the enjoyments of Jannah. So he turned to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, a little while ago, he was in azab. And now he's in enjoyment. I don't understand this. Allah said, oh Isa, when he was a very sinful person, so I was punishing him for his sins. And then when he passed away, he left his wife expecting a child. The child was born, and then the mother grew the child up, sent the child to Maktab. primary madrasa, which unfortunately we haven't got any importance for. And we don't appreciate those people who are doing maktab work. Very great work. Very great work who are teaching in a maktab. So he sent them there. And so the mother sent the child. The ustad told, read in the name of Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As soon as he read, Allah Ta'ala says that, astahiyaitu, I became ashamed that waladuhu yadhkuru ismi ala wajhil ard. His child is taking my name and Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He's taking my name. Wa'adhibuhu fi batnil ard. And I'm punishing him in the inside of the earth. While his child, he hasn't started takhti also. Not alif ba ta ta. This is the value of the makatib. The children who go there, everything associated with it. One thing important, as we will inshallah discuss, is that وَأَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا, to make amal. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And we are all, we will fall short in amal. So we complement it with tawbah istighfar. But we are regular feature in our lives. Tawbah istighfar. Hukukullah, so many upon us. Hukukul ibad are so many upon us. So tawbah istighfar regularly. And never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter what our condition is, what we have done, what we are doing, but never lose hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah's mercy, shaitan is the one who makes us lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So then Allah ta'ala says, when his child just took my name, I lifted the azab completely from the father. So this is the value of the makatib. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to understand. Hadhrat Shaykh al-Hadith Jazawmullah Khair in Fadail al-Quran is mentioned so many valuable hadith, the whole kitab full and all authentic. People have made objections, but the proven fact is that they are all authentic and they are all reliable. So anyway, in one hadith, it comes that the child who reads the Quran Sharif, and today, for example, I am today a great-grandfather. There may be other people also who are great-grandfathers. But finally still, I am the child of my parents. I am no great-grandfather of my parents. Of my parents, I am just a child. So when we read Quran Sharif, just reading, but important, وَأَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا وَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامُ. We observe the commands. That is important. The tarbiyat part is wanting. Is a shortage, the tarbiyat part of the hipster student. How they dress, their hairstyle, under their long kurtas, what they are wearing, girls also, they becoming hafiz, are reading beautiful, which is a very admirable, correct, sahih reading. But just Allah give us tawfiq of amal also. So when the child is reading Quran Sharif, then the parents will be given a crown to wear, the brightness of which will outshine the sun, even if the sun was in the house of a person. The sun is so far from us, and how bright, isn't it? If it's in the house, how much? And the comparison here is with the brightness of the sun, not the heat of that door. There won't be all that heat and all that, just that great, great, great brightness. And the parents will ask Allah Ta'ala in surprise, that for what are we given this crown? Because of the reading of the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance and value of reading Quran Sharif. Making tilawat is a very important aspect of the Quran Sharif, to read Quran Sharif daily. In another riwayat it comes that when the parents, the child reads Quran Sharif, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give the child, boy, girl, whoever it is, a crown to wear, the noor of which will be so great, it will be interwoven with noor, that crown. And the parents will be given clothes to wear, more expensive clothes than all the money of the world. All the money of the world, how much money? What clothes can you buy with that? More, they will be surprised, Ya Allah, Why have we been given? We were like ordinary people because of your child reading the Quran Sharif. So Allah give us all tawfiq to read Quran Sharif. In another riwayat it comes, when the parents send the children to go and learn to read Quran Sharif, that is Nazra, the Maktab. Not to memorize, not to become Hafiz, just to learn to read, looking inside and reading Quran Sharif. The parents, all sins are forgiven, previous and subsequent. The previous sins are also forgiven, and the sins that they might commit in the future, those are also all forgiven by the barakat of the Quran Sharif. In another riwayat it comes that when the parents send the child to become Hafiz, when they send him to become Hafiz, then the parents on the day of Qiyamah, they will be raised in the semblance of the 14th full moon. Noor, noor, noor on the parents. And then the child will be told, read the Quran now. He will read Quran Sharif, and for every ayat he reads, that means how many khatams he made, how many ayats he read, every ayat, the parent stages will be raised all the time in Jannah. You will be going up and up. So this is the great value of the Quran Sharif, the great value of the Makati, the great value of the Darul Ulooms, where Hifz of Quran is also taught, where Qiraat is also taught. And today, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, that we hear the students who read, ulama who read Quran Sharif, and how well and how correct and sahih that they read. It's a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Great fazal. What is lacking is to make wa'amila bima fiha, to make amal on what is on the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif is a Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, but a very heavy heart you can make out from his writing. He says, this is not all. On the other hand, if you deprive your child of the Quran Sharif, this is what is happening today. That a child needs a haircut, it won't be in school time. It won't be anywhere else. It won't be even on Saturday. It's in madrasa time. The child needs extra tuition, madrasa time. And so many places the children are not going to maktab now. Especially with the estates now. People living in the estates, etc. Their life is just of dunya. And just of school. And what we say today, to give my child the best education. And what is meant by best education? Math, science, language, etc. No deen in there. No maktab. No Quran Sharif. Nothing of the history of Islam, of the adab, etiquette, all the various other great, great things of Islam. That is not there. Just school all the time. So much so that children are taken out of madrasa. They take off from madrasa for ballet dancing. They are taken off for other, astaghfirullah, many, many wrong things today. Excursions. It's innumerable. And it's not really necessary to mention it. Lagib Manana Yusuf, Mufti Yusuf Jazar Khair, he mentioned a few things. But everyone is aware of what is happening. Just one friend, Manana, explained to me now a great big fitna, which is now for some time already, some places it's starting new, the paddle tennis. And that is one of the many other fitnas. So many fitnas are taking place everywhere. And unfortunately, they are targeting the people who are associated with the masjid. Some places, it is the masjid committee that is making the paddle tennis courts. And then they are promoting it. And they are making some money out of it. But the evil that is there, and the sinister objectives to remove people from the masjid, to divert their attention away from the masjid, and in Ramadan, how many places? Allahu Akbar. One good friend of ours in Ali, he explained, he said that there was a janazah, and then unfortunately, one time, one janazah here in Azadpur, and Mufti Mutara Sahib was going to make the janazah, but the amount of noise, he had to shout so many times, loudly, people keep quiet. They couldn't hear him. As loud as he spoke, because the talking was so much, And we know this is everywhere, unfortunately. And many people, they used to, somebody just told me, one person who, like, from the Bareilly school of thought, but he, in the janaza, everyone, please keep quiet. So anyway, this Maulana told the people, there's a mayat here, keep quiet, don't make a noise. After that, a young alim went to him and told him, Maulana, announcement you made was not correct. That this is the only time people meet one another. So allow them to talk with one another. And just imagine where our thinking is gone. Now that that is the condition of our scholars, learned scholars, then what can you expect from the awam, from the public? Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, Quran Sharif is a very great ne'mat. And Allah give the object for me, for all of us, that we give Quran preference in our life. Again, I will mention, which I mentioned many times, that the person wrote to Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, that I don't find time to read the Quran Sharif. Busy, so many other works, etc. So Maulana, what a beautiful answer. You say, it isn't that you don't find time. The thing is, the importance of the Quran is not in your heart. If the importance of the Quran is in your heart, then matter how busy you are, you will find time. MashaAllah, we have Hafiz here, who frees his time from his busy business, big business, but to come learn Quran Sharif. One alim from Lens is intending to come to the Darul Uloom for 3 weeks now in the holiday. He knows his Quran, he's a Hafiz, but to brush up, polish his Quran Sharif. He's going to spend 3 weeks. And he said, his daughter is also living in Azad, but he said, I won't stay at home. I'll stay with the students. Allah give us that jazbah to sacrifice for Quran Sharif like that. And a person who gives himself like that, he gets something. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we will just mention a few of the rights of the Quran Sharif. The rights of the Quran Sharif are innumerable. And Allah give us tawfiq to try and fulfill at least a few. And this is just a few of the rights. These are not all the rights of the Quran Sharif. But Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill all the rights of the Quran, to make the Quran Sharif that kitab which is like our Nabi, is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is our example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The city that we cherish, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the city of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and of the kitabs, and the Quran Sharif is a living kitab. It's not a dead kitab. It's a living kitab. Namaz is a living amal. Don't spoil our namazes. Don't spoil our Quran Sharif tilawat and our adab of the Quran. While we're reading Quran Sharif, we're talking also, and we disrespect the Quran Sharif. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to complain about us. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. Oh Allah, my people, they discarded themselves from the Quran Sharif. Surahs of the Quran Sharif, ayat, ayatul kursi, is a living thing. It's going to, if a person reads, Allah give us all tawfiq after every namaz to read ayatul kursi. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. In that case, the only barrier between you and Jannat is maut. A person who reads after every namaz, Ayatul Kursi, as soon as you die, you go straight into Jannat. And time also is very little. I just mentioned this. One good friend of ours and his mother, mashallah, very great in the work of Tabligh and Dawah years ago. And he was teaching in Newtown Masjid, Madrasa, Karachi, Allama Binuri town. He says when his mother had passed away, then he saw his mother in a dream, in the form of a beautiful bird. But with the eye contact in the dream, he couldn't make out, this is my mother, she made out, this is my son. So she said that we always were saying that, you know, when you die, then there is all sawal, jawab, hisab, kitab, all the details. But she says, for us, there was nothing. We just died and we brought straight into Jannat. And we are just enjoying it. So Allah has given us those amal also. One of them is Ayatul Kursi. So it's a living thing. It will take if it will take you. It's not a dead ayat that you're just reading something in a book or in a novel or something. It's a living. And the whole Quran Sharif is living. So one of the great rights of the Quran Sharif is Iman bil Quran. To have Iman, conviction on the Quran Sharif. Allah give me tawfiq, give us all. And like that we all believe the Quran Sharif is the book of Allah, the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. But to believe every ayat is the command of Allah. Every ayat is the ayat of the Quran. So for example, stoning to death. If we think that it's barbaric, na'uzu billah, or that it is outdated, it doesn't apply today, then there is a deficiency in our iman of the Quran. About the giving of shares, that women get half of what men get. And there is a clear explanation that is the ideal thing, the very right thing that Allah has given women plenty by giving them half, has given them plenty. But outwardly it looks like it's unfair. And so if anyone does not, how many of us, we haven't made a will. And if we have made a will, many people, we went to lawyers, we spent a lot of money making a will. Whereas Allah reward our Wifaqul Ulama, other institutions, they got ready printed wills, which is all according to Sharia. It's just a matter really of signing it, a few other formalities, and then your will is according to Sharia. And what great merit, what great rewards there are mentioned for a person who has his will ready all the time. A person gets the reward of jihad, or a person who keeps his will ready. Anyway, so every ayat of the Quran Sharif, the result of the Western way of their law system, that they have made us all prisoners in our homes. The amount of barbed wire, alarm systems, TV, closed circuit TV, all this year, we are made like prisoners while the law-abiding people, while the criminals are walking free on the street. In the day they walk free, at night they walk free on the street. They've got freedom. Whereas in Islam, the law-abiding people are given respect and honor. And the criminal, what he deserves, he is given that. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another right of the Quran Sharif, very important, the azmat, the respect and honor of the Quran Sharif. Not to touch it without wudu, Allah make us maaf. To handle it carefully. If we want to speak, Allah has been kind, you can speak. But don't leave the Quran Sharif open. Close the Quran Sharif, complete your discussion, and then carry on reading again. But to have respect for the Quran Sharif. Love of the Quran Sharif. With azmat, together with that, there must be the love. And the greatest love that we must have for anything must be for Quran Sharif. But today our love is more for the cell phone. If the cell phone, our smartphone, if we don't have it, we are like at a loss. But the Quran Sharif, if I didn't read my Quran Sharif today, then what is my condition? So Quran Sharif every day. If sometimes due to illness, tiredness, other occupation, but read some Quran Sharif. Fulfill the right of the Quran Sharif, inshallah. Then very, very important is ta'allum-e Quran, to learn the Quran Sharif. And that should be from the cradle to the grave. Throughout our lives we must be learning Quran Sharif. One alim says that in America a 90-year-old man came and invited him that my fifth Quran khatam is taking place, I would like you to attend. 90 years old. Allah make us maaf. What is our condition? So right through that we have connection with Quran, that we want to learn Quran Sharif all the time. And there is no limit to the learning of the Quran Sharif. A person can keep on learning and benefiting from it. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then after the learning of the Quran Sharif, then is amal bil Quran, to practice on the Quran Sharif. It isn't a kitab just for barakat. It isn't a kitab just for sawab, but that we make amal also on it. And one of the greatest amal of the Quran Sharif is tilawat-e-Quran. To make tilawat, to read Quran Sharif. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody in the world was given more duties, responsibilities, work, and a short time to do all that duty, to bring the whole of deen in 23 years, for till today 1400 years, Allah only knows till how long, that Nabi alayhi, and not only for Saudi Arabia, for the whole world, not only for men, for jinn also, so busy. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded with tilawat-e-Quran, that you must read Quran Sharif. One is to look at tafsir and go into the details, go into different tafsir, mashallah mubarak, we must do that. But just to be reading Quran Sharif, that is whether we read in our namaz, mashallah, we've got some of our friends, they read a lot of Quran in their namaz. Or we read from the Quran Sharif, or we read out of memory, or we look inside, but to read the Quran Sharif. That is one of them. And then the other is to act on the Quran Sharif. All the other injunctions of the Quran Sharif, to make that the object of our life, that Quran must come into our lives. That is very, very, very important. And then to teach the Quran. And to make tabligh, propagate the Quran Sharif. That is also part of our duty. Not just that we are doing it for ourselves, but the Sahaba, the people asked Nabi Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said that he was the living Quran Sharif. He loved the Quran Sharif. Today we are not acquainted, we are not associated with the Quran Sharif. And then today, alhamdulillah, as I said, especially at this period of the year now, we're just hearing continuously, jalsa here, jalsa there, boys are completing, girls are completing. Today also we have, mashallah, Hafiz Muhammad Tayyib. How old are you now? 11 years, and he's completing Quran Sharif. I asked him, how much door you make? He said, 2 suparas every day. So just the, and this is also one thing to first give preference to Quran Sharif. Before A, B, C and 1, 2, 3, first Quran Sharif. That must come into our lives, inshallah. That the first preference we give is to Quran Sharif. Even in our dini ulum, the first thing is to be learning Quran Sharif. Maulana Bayezid Pandor, rahimahullah, very pious person. He said that he couldn't understand that he was never, by his ustad, they didn't pay attention to Quran Sharif. Many places it was like that. But there, more attention is given to other things. Quran Sharif, much attention is not given. The most important thing that must be given attention to in our madrasa, maktabs also, is Quran Sharif. But anyway, he in his old age, he became Hafiz the Quran. And no matter, I saw many occasions, whatever function there was, and all dini functions, but he would be standing one side and reading his Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And there were many people like that. People are busy talking and discussing and that, but they sitting one side reading their Quran Sharif. And then their mouth also came so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq also. So alhamdulillah, with this, let us make a decision where we're going to be hearing the completion of the Quran Sharif now. At the same time, let us also make the decisions for ourselves. That is the important thing. Me for myself, the love of Madina Sharif, and the love to be present there, and the honor of Madina Sharif all the time, the love of Durood Sharif, sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the Quran Sharif, and to be reading and associating ourselves with Quran more and more, and having time for the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.